From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Obama administration is expected to announce changes to a Pentagon program to train moderate Syrian rebel forces, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who added the U.S. wants to focus efforts on working with Kurdish and other forces in Syria. Carter did not provide many details at a news conference in London today, but a New York Times report says the U.S. will officially end a $500 million program to train and equip Syrian rebels who are fighting IS militants in that country.
We have devised a number of different approaches to that going forward and taken them to President Obama, and I think you'll be hearing very shortly from him in that regard about the effort, the proposals that he has approved and that we're going to go forward with.
Citing a senior Defense Department official, the New York Times said there would no longer be any recruiting of so-called moderate Syrian rebels to go through training programs in Jordan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, or the United Arab Emirates. Instead, a smaller training center would be set up in Turkey, where a group of enablers, mostly leaders of opposition groups, would be taught operational maneuvers like how to call in airstrikes. The 2015 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Tunisian National Quartet for its decisive contribution to building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia, the chairperson of the Norwegian Prize Committee.
The quartet exercised its role as a mediator and driving force to advance peaceful democratic development in Tunisia with great moral authority.
The Nobel Committee called the quartet, which is four organizations combined, for citing and stabilizing the country at a time when it had reached the brink of civil war. On Thursday, the committee awarded this year's Nobel in Literature to a Belarusian journalist, Svetlana Alexievich, the 14th woman to win the prize. This is VOA News. The UN envoy for Libya has announced the proposal of a new unity government that could mark a key step toward ending 4 years of chaos and political turmoil. Bernardino Leon said today in Morocco that Libyans must seize this opportunity to save their country.
We encourage the Libyan people to understand that the options were not infinite, that perfection maybe was not a possibility, but I think that it is a quite reasonably good list of names, politicians, personalities that will do their best, I'm sure, to take their country out of this crisis.
At the top of the list, Leon says a member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraj, was named prime minister. Rival parliaments in Tripoli and the east, as well as warring factions, must approve the unity government. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir says he will repartition the country into 28 states, up from the current 10. Opponents say such a unilateral action is a violation of the recently signed peace deal. Jill Craig reports.
President Salva Kiir says splitting South Sudan into 28 states will help reduce the size of the national government and distribute more resources to the rural population. But rebel leader and ousted vice president Riek Machar says the president should have consulted the opposition first, per the terms of a peace agreement signed in August to end nearly 2 years of fighting. Machar spoke with VOA's Straight Talk Africa host Shaka Sali on Wednesday.
We wanted to resolve this matter once and for all, but he was not ready.
He rejected it.
A transitional government could be set up as early as November, according to the terms of the peace deal. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race on Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of this month. McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. President Barack Obama on Thursday slammed what he said was the growing anti-immigrant sentiment in American politics in what was seen as an implicit criticism of several high-profile Republican presidential candidates. The president did not mention any candidate by name in addressing the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute, but he did denounce those in the Republican Party who were trying to reverse his efforts on immigration reform. He appeared to direct some of his comments at Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, who's taken on one of the toughest stances of any presidential candidate on illegal immigration, saying that America's greatness doesn't come from building walls, it comes from opportunity. Trump, whose campaign slogan is Make America Great Again, has vowed to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.